Hi, this is JoJo Sexy, and I thought I would quickly record a little questionnaire since now looking back, it's been a very long time since I've done one. This is the Lottie's Curiously Naughty questionnaire. How many questions are there? I'm not too sure, but it's relatively short, so here we go. How tall are you? I am 5'5", or 165 to 160, between 165 and 166 centimeters. I think I'm like a relatively average to tall Asian, but I'm probably short on the general scale of things. next question. What, in your opinion, would be the worst way to die? The worst way to die. There's the physical pain, which you can alleviate by, you know, painkillers, drugs, and all that. But I think the worst way to die is to regret so many things in your life and not having the time or the chance, the opportunity to actually go back and, I don't know, fix them or do it over, or having things that you want to say, or having people that you want to meet, or the people that you love, and not being able to do it, or to lie on your deathbed and realize that your life has been really boring. You haven't done anything that you wanted. You haven't lived, you haven't laughed, you haven't loved. So I think that's the worst way to die. To die like you've never lived before. What's the point of the whole life? Next, tell me something about you that no one could guess just by looking at you. There are a lot of things that people probably wouldn't guess by looking at me. Just looking at me. Actually, never mind. There probably isn't that many. Okay. What could there be? Oh, that I really like sort of doing crafting things. Like, I would happily spend a week building furniture from timber or whatever material, with like a workshop full of tools, and just, I don't know, staining, painting, cutting, nailing, all that, buffing, you know, those kind of things. I don't really look like someone who likes to do that, but yes, I do like to get dirty and do those kind of work. What in life brings you joy? Friends and family, or the value that I bring them, or the value that I bring to anyone, really. Might sound cliche, but I feel like your value is only extended if you do more than just influence your own life. And I feel like a really, really sort of well-lived life is that you leave behind some sort of a legacy, whether it is between your sort of amongst your friends and family, like what, how you influence them, or even on a bigger scale, how you influence the world, or maybe 10 sick children that you saved or something. I think that sort of brings me joy, and it's sort of the deepest kind of joy that doesn't fade away after a while. Like, because if you buy something, I think, it for me, it usually fades away after a week. If that. So it really is about experiences. Experiencing things brings me joy. Spending time with loved ones, having a laugh brings me joy. There are a lot of things that brings me joy. The ocean brings me joy. dipping my sand into the water, dipping my feet into the water, thank you, and feeling sort of sand between my toes, that brings me joy. Chasing seagulls on the beach brings me joy. There are a lot of things. Feeding animals brings me joy. I can go on. But yeah, there you go. What keeps you coming back to GWA? It's the community. I think I've answered this before. It's the people. It's TeamSpeak. It's my friends that I've made over the past year that sort of keeps me coming back every single day. It's the feedback that you get from people, the positive, the encouragements, the sweet little messages that you get from people. They really do mean a lot. I might not be able to reply to absolutely every single one of them, because sometimes over 100 messages would pop up in like 24 hours, and there's no way I can reply to every single one of them. It takes me days to reply to all of them. I try my best to. But yeah, those are the things that sort of keeps me coming back. What kind of audio is your personal favorite to listen to? No names or specific references to existing audios, please. Okay, so most of the kind of audios that I usually listen to are DDLG, BFE. Most things that would give you sort of that relaxing, sweet, lovey-dovey sort of feeling, being taken care of, or rape. Which is kind of on two extremes, but that's the kind of thing that I like. What else? Or everything that sort of requires quite a lot of skill to make, like great, sound quality, great sound effects, amazing acting. Acting is extremely important. I don't usually listen to FAP audios or to, you know, just simple masturbation audios. I only listen to sort of audios with good acting or improvisation, since those are usually more heartfelt. I'm really picky when it comes to acting. If you don't mean the words that you're saying, then it just doesn't do it anymore. It sort of takes the magic out of it. Do you have any kinks that you feel might be considered strange or taboo? If so, what are they? Okay, so I don't have any siblings. I'm the only child. And I do kind of have sort of a brother-sister thing, but not as in I want to roleplay as it as much as watching porn of it looks fun. I think it's really the taboo aspect of things that sort of makes them more fun, because after a while you kind of get desensitized, you know. So that. What else? Strange or taboo. I think that's probably the only one. It's not like public, but sort of public showing off kind of thing, or even light objectification without humiliation and degradation, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's about it. Are you in love with anyone right now? If so, do they know it, or are you planning on to tell them? No, I'm not. And I honestly cannot believe... Actually, I do remember when the last time that I fell in love with someone is, and it's been years. Oh, wow. It's been more than 10 years. Jesus. Wow. Yeah. So, as you can see, no. I'm not currently in love with anyone. But if I am, I would absolutely tell that person, just so that there are no regrets, and just so that I can lie on my deathbed and think that I've done all that I can to, you know, get the person that I love. And if they say no, then at least I know I've tried, instead of leaving it hanging and never actually attempt it. Tell me something strange about you. Any weird talents or oddities? Where talents and oddities? I'm pretty normal. Where talents and oddities? Not that I know of, or at least that's considered normal. Weird talents and oddities. I wouldn't say it's a talent. It's more like an oddity that people sort of seems to point out, that I make random noises when I talk to them or when I interact with people. I'm a very vocal person, and not in the words kind of sense. I just make sounds and I make faces. Yeah. How is my confidence? It fluctuates, like most people. And right now I'm gonna say it's not great, but it's pretty good. I'm okay with it. There are rooms for improvements, but it's growing at a healthy rate, and hopefully it'll get to a very comfortable level and to where I don't feel too self-conscious about myself, and I think that would be a very healthy level for it to be. So right now I'm sort of still sort of nurturing it, and yeah. How do you feel about sex combined with food? Any awkward moments with vegetables? Oh, I was gonna say no, but then I remembered. Okay, so sex combined with food. I can kind of see like the whole, you know, having sort of cream or chocolate sauce or something drizzle on you and then getting licked up. That sounds fun. But if you're like eating and having sex, they don't match. I don't feel hungry when I'm, well, I do feel hungry when I'm horny, but I don't want to think about sex when I'm eating, and I don't want to really think about food when I'm horny, you know. awkward moments with vegetables. So, I once upon a time, before I got my hands on any sex toys, before I had any guys, I did try it out with a vegetable once. It didn't go well, and the rest is history. Don't ask me questions. It was ice cold too, because it was just out of the fridge. No, not a good experience. What are you most passionate about in life right now? Growth and recovery and the future and planning the future. That doesn't really sound like fun, passionate things. Let's see. I'm pretty into Teslas. Yes, Tesla Motors, Tesla cars. I'm passionate about climate change. I'm passionate about animals. I am passionate about trying to be there for people. I don't know. Just, I'm passionate about growth, recovery, and helping others grow and recover, and things like that. Where is the next question? I tend to lose track of things. What is your favorite book or movie, if you prefer? My favorite books, I can't pick one, but I feel like I should go back and reread them. They're Dan Brown, sort of Angels and Demons, Da Vinci Code? The Da Vinci Code? Yes, that. I read one of those in Chinese, so the names get screwed up. Yeah. The other books, I've been meaning to read them, but I think those influenced me a lot as a child, since I think I read them maybe when I was 14. So they sort of gave me a whole new perspective on religion and a lot of different things. Movie. My current favorite movie might be Deadpool or Sausage Party. I watched it once. I watched it very recently, and I really need to watch it again because it's hilarious. I didn't have a high expectation for Sausage Party, but it exceeded all my expectations and more. So I didn't know what I was expecting, so I kind of need to do that. Worst sex you've ever had and why? Let's skip that. No. Do you believe in aliens? Yes, I do, because even in the terms of probability, there is absolutely no way that humans or the Earth is the only planet that has sort of living, intelligent organisms like us. There is an infinite amount of stars and planets and things like that, and universes, and not universes, not solar system, what are they called? Just like star systems, and there's got to be so many different kinds of sort of civilizations out there. Smarter ones, dumber ones, simple ones, extremely scary ones, ones that have ruined their own home planet and moved to a different planet, ones that are probably watching us right now. I don't know, but I think it's very naive and stupid to assume that there isn't. Do you consider yourself straight, bi, gay, pan? What attracts you most about someone's physical appearance? I am bi. What attracts me the most? I think for men, it's usually sort of a certain amount of masculinity without it being sort of really unrefined. I definitely prefer sort of chubby bulky over skinny. What else? I do like tall guys. That's a thing that I wish I could shake, but I couldn't. What other physical stuff? I do like nice hands and feet. It's just a pet peeve. What else? And, you know, normal grooming and all that. For girls, I like them to be like girls. Well, actually, I don't really mind. I think I'm much more... I haven't really looked into what kind of girls I like. There are just a lot of attractive girls out there. I've been caught staring at girls' butts so many times by my friends. It's hilarious. I'd even stare at my friend's butt. And they know it. And they don't care. So, yeah. How do you remedy a bad day? Long hot shower, because I don't have a bathtub. Some delicious food. Usually junk food, because I feel like I needed to treat myself. Put on a good movie. Stay in bed and just relax. And just, this day is over. I am in bed. I'm not doing anything. I don't eat in bed, but I'd eat and then shower and then put on a movie, stay in bed, and I'm gonna feel nice and smell nice and just enjoy the night. That's usually how I remedy a bad day. Tomorrow's a brand new day. Yeah. That's it. That was a very quick question. That was less than 20 minutes. Anyways, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you in my next audio, which hopefully will be soon. Bye, love you.